This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. There are many Michigan businesses that are not hiring right now. Those that are getting a strong discouragement from hiring foreign-born workers. The Trump administration has made a proclamation designed to strictly curtail immigration. The order temporarily bans folks with job offers from getting resident status, and it also stops green card holders from sponsoring a spouse or a child for permanent residency. With us to discuss this a little further is Steve Tobachman, a former state lawmaker and the executive director of Global Detroit. Steve, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having us.
Who are some of the folks who might be waiting on permanent residency right now, what a lot of us refer to commonly as a green card?
Yeah. So it's kind of complicated because what the president tweeted out and what he said is different from what has been issued thus far. So when we're talking about what actually happened, we are talking about the fact that people are not able to go into foreign offices of the U.S. consulate to get their green card application processed. It turns out that that was already the impact of undergoing COVID-19, but the length of time that that's going on was extended last week all the way, I believe, until I think it's the end of June right now. It's a 60-day order, I believe.
Right.
So it was really an extension of what was kind of going on. It was grounded in a sort of a different rationale, and it was specific to issuing green cards as opposed to closing the foreign consulates. So the reality is the consulates are closed to all visitors, not just those seeking green cards, but this extends the ban on getting a green card from a consulate abroad. Now, what is not impacted are those who are seeking green cards who are already here and those seeking citizenship. Moreover, you know, what's so confusing is that the president said this was to protect American workers, but none of the temporary worker programs, including those for skilled immigrant workers, you know, under the H-1B or guest workers for migrant workers
who might be coming to help with spring farm work. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're not impacted by anything that was announced thus far last week. So it seems kind of misguided. It's not directed at those who we would say are competing with American workers. Now, it does impact the visa lottery. It does impact a lot of family members who are seeking to be reunited with their American relatives. So if you're trying to get your parents into the country, your brother into the country, and you're already here legally, and you're trying to make an application, it is going to impact you for the next 60 days.
You know, I heard what you said about the fact that it's more of an extension than a new rule, but can you give us an example of what kinds of workers in Michigan industries might be affected by this right now? I mean, again, it's sort of a strange time in terms of hiring and employee retention with everything that's happening with the COVID-related shutdown.
Right. So the workers who typically come to Michigan to help with our crop production, one of our, you know, important industries, the workers who would work in northern Michigan in our tourism industry, and the skilled workers who come to work in computer science, IT, and engineering jobs around our auto industry, or those who would come to fill critical needs in the medical industry, they are not impacted by the order, although ostensibly that's what the president said he wanted to impact. Who is impacted are a variety of folks who are coming to the United States usually for family reasons or to pursue the American dream because it is, you know, still a great beacon of freedom and opportunity across the world. And families that are already here who are trying to bring over relatives, those are the people who are really impacted by this. This, to me, unfortunately, you know, we should be having discussions on how we get our workforce back to work. And frankly, from our perspective and from research, being inclusive of immigrant talent and making sure that American companies can compete and fill critical shortages is a job creator for American workers, and that the best way out of this crisis, where we see as much as 1 in 6 Americans unemployed right now, is to continue with the immigration policies that we've had that helped us get to, you know, historic lows in unemployment. And so we think that's the pathway forward. Unfortunately, what we're seeing, I believe, is, you know, the president has signed on to a number of immigration proposals over the last few years that curb the number of legal migrants, that suggest that the president supports only half of the amount of immigration to the United States. And we think that that actually is going to hurt American workers because it's going to make the economy dysfunctional. Unfortunately, with rapidly aging community that we have here in Michigan, we know that food production, agriculture production, food processing, our manufacturers, and our service industries need more labor, particularly, you know, labor that works some very difficult jobs that pay low wages, but also some very high-skill jobs that require specialized, you know, education and skill.
Yeah.
And so immigrants have been a perfect complement to the Michigan workforce.
At a time when many U.S. businesses, and certainly Michigan businesses, are simply struggling to get through the moment, does the state's competitive advantage have as much meaning as it did maybe a year ago?
Oh, I think it's going to be even more important. You know, the reality is, as the global economy is dealing with this crisis, you know, there's going to be less demand for cars. There's going to be less demand for furniture. There's going to be a more competitive global business environment. And if Michigan can't produce goods and services at the level of our other North American or European or Asian competitors, we're going to be left behind in this recovery. So we need to have a fully functioning economy for our companies to get back online. You know, the reality is it's great to get more car production going, but if we're not continuing to innovate around the vehicles and design them in the right ways, we will never be able to have American cars sold in the next, you know, coming years. And that unfortunately requires a global workforce. It requires some very highly skilled positions that we compete across the world for.
Why is the ban on sponsoring family members significant?
The ban on family members, to me, doesn't have much impact on the economy. And that's why it's hard to understand the actions that the Trump administration took after the rhetoric that we were doing this to help American workers. That's what's so confusing, is that we seem to have implemented policies that are largely impacting families, largely impacting those who are desiring to come to the United States to pursue the American dream and opportunity and freedom. And we have not narrowly tailored the actions to protect American workers in any kind of way, shape, or form. So while we disagree with the intent that American workers are somehow helped by restricting immigration, we also know that what was put into place was not narrowly tailored to impact American workers.
How would you describe the position that immigrants hold at this moment when the country is in the grip of a pandemic?
Immigrants are suffering just like other Americans during this crisis. In fact, many immigrants are in those emergency jobs that are on the front lines of working at grocery stores, of working in kitchens, in restaurants, of taking care of elderly and home health care workers, and even nurses. So our immigrant communities are among our country's heroes in responding to the crisis. We know that immigrants are hurting economically, that often they are in jobs that are the first jobs to be cut, and they're the first ones to be put on the unemployment line. Many of the stimulus programs that we have created explicitly exclude a variety of immigrant classes, including legal immigrants. And in fact, they also impact American citizens who may be married to immigrants. The stimulus payment. So the immigrant community is not necessarily sharing in all of the government supports that we've created to respond to the crisis. And in fact, some of the programs from which they are shut out are programs that they help pay taxes to support. So this is a really critical moment, obviously for America, for American workers, for our communities. And we believe that, you know, immigrants are very much a part of those communities. Here in Michigan, immigrants are 7% of the population. They've been almost all of the population growth that the state has experienced in the last 10 and 20 years, and they are filling critical job shortages and are contributing members to our communities. And when we think of responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, we should be thinking of ways in which we include immigrants as well as all American citizens to address the needs within our communities. And so we're working hard to make sure they have access to information.
Steve Tobachman is the Executive Director of Global Detroit. Steve, good to talk to you.
Thanks.